HistCheck on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The search for a missing Canaan man whose body is believed to be at or near the bottom of the Housatonic River is now a recovery mission, with no evidence that the 38-year-old ever surfaced after he was seen going into deep water with a heavy current flowing above Great Falls. State police divers temporarily called off their efforts on Sunday. The man, who has not been identified by authorities because of the nature of the situation, was with two others in a boat on Saturday afternoon when he fell into the water. State police spokesman Trooper Casimir Morse said on Monday the man, wearing work boots and jeans but no shirt, had been trying to grab a rope from the boat when he fell in, according to firefighters. Some budget votes coming up today in New York. Taconic Hills has their budget vote today. Pine Plains has theirs. Of course, Weebatuck has their budget vote today, as does Dover. It's budget day today in New York. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont announced the state government will be offering 10,000 long-term unemployed workers a $1,000 signing bonus for rejoining full-time workforce. The governor said federal coronavirus relief funds will cover the estimated $10 million cost of the Back to Work incentive program that is scheduled to be launched next Monday. New York State will lift its mask mandate this Wednesday, tomorrow, to align with federal guidance allowing those vaccinated against COVID-19 to avoid wearing face coverings in most situations, according to the governor yesterday. By a narrow margin on Saturday morning, voters at the annual Sandusfield town meeting rejected a marijuana bylaw that would have allowed the town to further restrict and regulate cannabis industry beyond the state's requirements. Residents at the in-person meeting held in the highway garage also voted down a citizen's petition asking for an outright ban on the industry. The vote against the bylaw was 68-58 and taken by secret ballot. The Northeast Militant Library is hosting several community conversations in the coming weeks to hear what local residents are concerned about in the future. The first one will be held today from 10 to 11:30 this morning. The next one on Thursday from 7:30 till 8:30. More information at nemilitantlibrary.org. Kent Volunteer Fire Department special meeting for their foundation committee will be held today. In Cornwall, Board of Selectmen meet tonight at 7:30 via Zoom. Board of Education meets tomorrow via Zoom at 4:15. And the annual budget meeting is on May 21st via Zoom at 7 p.m. Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission will meet Wednesday at 5:30. In Sharon, the Conservation Commission is scheduled to meet on the 19th at 6:30. The town of Ancrum has launched the Solar Ancrum Project. A webinar is scheduled for 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 19th. You can RSVP by going to their website. In North Canaan, on the 19th, their budget workshop at 7:30. The Board of Finance on May 20th has their Economic Development Committee meeting at 6:30. As well, Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting on Thursday at 10 a.m. via Zoom. Pine Plains Town Board meeting on the 20th will be held at the Town Hall. Seating is limited. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting at the annex of the Northeast Millerton Library in Millerton, New York. That is coming up on Thursday as well. Kent voters will decide on their 2021-22 budget on Friday evening. Selectmen agreed to hold the hybrid meeting at 7 p.m. The $12.7 million budget is not expected to incur an increase in taxes because it is 2.8% lower than the current budget. Much of the decrease is due to a dramatic reduction in the debt service. In addition, over $480,000 is going to be used from the unassigned general fund, also known as the surplus. Falls Village has their town budget meeting coming up on the 21st at 7 p.m. Household Hazardous Waste Day for Litchfield County is being held on May 22nd at the Falls Village Highway Garage on Railroad Street. You need to get a ticket from your town hall. COVID-19 vaccines are coming to your neighborhood, a role in protecting each other. The town of North Canaan, 100 P Street on the 22nd from 10 till 4. Northwest corner residents only. Walk-in, no appointment needed, no ID or insurance. Pfizer first dose and J&J vaccines. A second shot will be scheduled for June 19th. Roast beef dinner in South Armenia on Saturday at the South Armenia Church will continue this year. Takeout from 4 until 6 p.m. $15 for full takeout meals. For more information, 845-7000. 1206 or 845-877-3939. St. John's Lutheran Church in Ankrum has their annual roast beef dinner coming up on May 22nd. All takeouts, 4:30 to 6. For more information, 518-329-0038. The SOS breakfast, scrambled eggs, sausage, toast, coffee, tea, juice, home fries, and SOS on Sunday from 7 to 11 in the morning at the Canaan VFW on Route 7 to benefit the Northwest Marine Corps League Academic Awards, $10 for adults, $8 for kids 12 and under. And our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken and interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and you'll also find our underwriting from Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and Vialli Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, vialliinsurance.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 34,327.79, the NASDAQ at 13,379.05, and the S&P 500 at 4163.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.